That arch is just right, not more than half a mile, a three-quarter mile from the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to bring them. So I never bothered to bring them or go after them, see. But now I need to change there. I have to do it. But I'd give them to go after them in the evenings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was his car broken down?
No, he still got it, only he changed, see, he doesn't come by that way no more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I noticed yesterday that it was at your house.
Yeah.
And I just wondered maybe if it
you
didn't
know, run. He stayed home yesterday. I don't know why.
Hmm.
I'm going to play hooky at this.
Is that all right?
No, not for me. Even for him, what he thinks about it.
Well, what was this deal yesterday? That you just had, you were surveying for the field?
Yeah, I was helping the surveyor there. See, yeah. Stake out, you know.
Is
yeah,
this?
I ran the chain for him and then put the stakes in and run that rod, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The stadia rod.
Yeah.
Is that part of the work you have to do for being lieutenant governor? Or?
No. The woman only asked me to do it, see?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I thought I'd do it for her.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that survey guy, he couldn't get in anybody, see?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, is he from Albuquerque here? The survey
guy? I don't know what he's from Albuquerque, what he's living here in Albuquerque or... Last fall, his father was buying hay from the sea,
mm-hmm.
from Ponderosa way up there. And Sunday he came down for the rest of them. And he said that he goes to school in Bernalillo and he's living in Bernalillo, but I found him yesterday mm-hmm. running the survey. So I imagine he lives in Bernalillo and comes in to work, see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then that, you helping him probably was...
Yeah.
...made it less expensive for your friend.
Yeah.
Which would be a good help for her.
Yeah.
What is she going to do with the alfalfa?
She's trying to level off the switch one, you know, level it off more so it'll be a lot easier to irrigate them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, one part of it on the east side of her house, she irrigates from way back east, you see. This runs all the way up to the east end and brings it back this way towards the house.
Mm-hmm.
But now she wants to switch it the other way, see. Instead of running the ditch clear down to the other end, I want to switch off right at the house and then irrigate the east, towards the east, you see. Mm-hmm. I told her it was all right because no use having a long ditch there.
Yeah.
While you could switch it that way too. Yeah.
Well, does she have to get special permission from the Pueblo and from the water rights?
No.
She can do this just on her own.
Yeah. I told her if you think that it's too expensive to get a. Land leveler, there is somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or the best thing, next best thing to do is to get somebody to plow it mm-hmm. one way only, see.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the dirt one way all going this way and back and forth, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just throw it off to one way, see.
Yeah, sure, that'll
bring the dirt down up this way, see. Yeah. And then let him drag it, and then irrigate it,
yeah,
and then run it again, see. Two good runs, so those tractor plows are great big and they throw a lot of dirt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that ought to bring it out pretty good right at the end, see.
Pretty ingenious.
Yeah, my brother, he used to have a a little pony plow that has got that. You just tip it over and just go back and forth on the same furrow, see, but you throw the dirt one way. I did a lot of leveling on just on the con- with that plow, yeah. Pushing the dirt towards the one way I wanted. Well,
that's all right. Did you figure that out yourself?
Huh?
Did you figure that out yourself?
Yeah.
That's pretty shrewd.
Yeah, had to.
Yeah, it cost a lot of money to get them leveled.
Oh, yeah. Leveler. My brother, when he leveled, he had to pay $300 in, to match funds with the government, you know. Half and half. The government paid half, the other half of it. You know.
And it cost $600.
Yeah. I know it cost, I think, $1,000, but he had to match that much money to, to the government money, see.
How much land was that?
9 acres.
Boy, that's awfully expensive. That's
It's got a quite, it had a quite a drop, see, and it's still not...
Not level yet.
Yeah.
Boy, that's over $100 an acre.
Oh, yeah.
But that's still, that's a lot of work for somebody to have to do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, is this woman, what does she have her alfalfa for, horses, or...?
No, she just says to sell.
Oh, yeah.
She's a white lady.
Oh.
Oh, down here at Alameda.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, right on that El Pueblo Road west of, you know where that 4th Street, west of the 4th Street down El Pueblo Road there.
Well, it was nice you could help her.
Yeah.
Did Dora...
We know that family, see. Way in 1950, when our boy was still a little baby in the cradle, that family came up to the house and her dad, they were just two of them, the lady and then her dad, see. And they came and saw him and they... The old man called him Daddy then, see. I mean, son, Sonny, yeah. And ever since then, they used to bring her, bring him clothes, you know. Yeah. Until the old man died some years ago, but maybe 8-9 years ago, yeah. And so the woman likes my boy very much too, yeah.
Well, that's nice. It's nice you can help her now that she's a widow.
Yeah, that's why, yeah.
Do they have any kids?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, she's never married. Yeah, she's single.
I always feel sorry for widow women, you know, that if they don't have any kids and there's nobody to take care of them.
Yeah, boy, that's right.
How do you folks handle that kind of situation?
Oh, they go back to their nearest, next nearest kin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And nobody cares at all. I mean, that they move in and live with them.
Unless if the person on its own desires to stay alone, see.
Mm-hmm.
But usually the next of kin are the ones that take care of them, see.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the problem of neglected people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Indians are all that way.
Well, that's real good.
Yeah.
Well, who would you consider? Who would she go to first? Her sister or her mother or
well,
her husband's
she has
mother?
Still have a mother.
She wouldn't go to her husband's parents or her husband's brother's house or something like
unless
that?
Unless if they were... If she was really accepted by them, see, you know, cared for her and all that, but generally it's more of their own parents, see, their own folks there.
And if they're no longer alive, then she would go with her sister.
Yeah.
Or even if her sister wasn't alive, what would she do then?
Well, still I think another, somebody bound to be around that's close to her. Yeah.
Well, that's sure good.
Yeah.
I was really, you know, worried about my mother, but, you know, well, she's got three children,
uh-huh.
and we can all take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still, you know, a young woman. But it's something you think about after it happens, you know? What would happen if they didn't have any children? What would she do then?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You don't worry about a man too much, because he can always take care of himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well. Did Dora tell you that I saw you guys Sunday?
Yeah.
I was going to wave, but before I figured out for sure it was you, you were by me. You didn't see us, did you?
No.
We just went out for a ride. We went to Amos Dam. I've never been there, and you talked about it. Would you like some more coffee?
No, that's enough for time.
Oh, I got a habit to wake up.
I had some this morning, too.
So I went out, we went out, drove around, looked at Hamas Dam,
mm-hmm.
and then we drove on up past. Jeannie hadn't seen Old Pueblo, and we stopped at the sign there.
Yeah.
Read the sign and looked at Old Pueblo. And then we went on up to Hamas Springs,
mm-hmm.
and I showed her Hamas Pueblo, you know, where you and Dora showed me around.
Yeah.
Oh, she enjoyed that.
Uh-huh.
Say, when we were going out to Hamas Dam, though, there was an Indian woman and two young girls up there on that flat part before you go down into the dam, or down uh-huh. the first arroyo, and they were out there, looked like they were picking up rocks. Do you have any idea what they were doing?
No.
I wondered.
Up on top of that Hamas Dam mesa?
Well, the mesa, before you know, there's a gully before you go down and top the next mesa.
Uh-huh.
And they were out there, they were picking something up off the ground.
I don't know. I wonder how, was there a car or a truck or something?
Yeah, it was a car, and it seems to me it was a white Chevy. It was a pretty new one.
Uh-huh.
But there was an older woman. And then two young girls, one real small little girl, and they had little sacks, and they were picking something up off the ground.
probably they were out there for the greens that comes up this time of the year.
Oh.
Yeah, they call in Spanish, let's see what they call. Chimaha. I think that's what it is. I think that's the name of it.
Chimaha.
Yeah.
What, is this a little plant?
Yeah, it's a sort of a plant with leaves. They use those leaves for seasoning, or they can eat it as just like you would, or maybe asparagus or something, you know?
Ah.
Yeah.
How does it taste?
Well, it tastes really good. You ask Dr. Alice, she'll tell you.
Oh, I'm going to come out and have Dora cook me some.
Yeah.
I'll be done.
Whatever you want in beans or stew or something, you put that in as more of a seasoning type. You know?
Mm.
Yeah, and then they eat it raw too.
Yeah. Do they cook it when they eat it raw or just?
No, just like you do with an onion, you know,
uh-huh.
young onion.
Wow.
This time of year, boy, they really go out and pick them. We went out a week ago Sunday, but we found nothing yet,
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 days before, my boy and the grandson, we call, and his sister, they went up there and they brought in just about that much.
Mm.
Yeah, because I didn't know where they went to. We never asked them, see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we went to the wrong place.